This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The week-long Occupy University Malaya protest ended earlier this week with the handing over of a memorandum to the Deputy Vice-Chancellor. The memorandum called on the public university to withdraw charges against 8 University Malaya students for damaging its reputation by organizing a rally on the campus. The protests were called off, but why? You know, was it because it achieved its objectives or because it failed to garner the broad support of the student body? And if they failed, was it failure due to widespread apathy in political participation among university-going students? Abraham Au is a pro-Mahasiswa representative and one of the UM8, as they've been dubbed by the media. He outlines a difference in student activism now and then.
Before the advent of the UCA in 1971, student movement across the country are actually very, very organized and united. And they are very, very also politically active in national politics. They are free to comment on anything. They invited both the opposition and the government politicians to the campus for debates and dissertations. And they organize charamas across the country. And every time they organize a charama, and that actually caused an impact to national politics. And that was the peak of student activism. But the problem is that now student movements are becoming so short-lived and unsustainable. The fact that after Tun M actually took over, they had this pro-aspiracy in the campus, and then of course an opposition force actually rise up to counter to that, because the government sees the Mahasiswa as a force which is quite strong. Campus politics have become so proxy to national politics, and in which there are two sides very often in a struggle.
Political parties are often accused of making use of campus politics for their own ends. Campus political groupings are measured by their presumed alignment with the two major coalition parties. One calls itself pro-aspirasi and is identified as pro-Barisan Nasional. Hua Yu Hong is vice president of a student grouping calling itself pro-Mahasiswa, said to be aligned with Pakatan Rakyat. Hua or Yu Hong is also one of the UM8.
Actually, students getting involved in politics, the first thing is not a big issue. Like when there's like a majority of opposition leaders who's back us up, I don't think it's supposed to be an issue. But if it is affecting our credibility, then all I will say is the party that actually supports the forming of the AUKU is actually the government party. So the one that's against the AUKU is actually the more to the opposition party. So that when we are actually punished by because of AUKU, the one that will support us is definitely from the opposition party. So I think this is quite expected, and it shouldn't affect the credibility of the UM8. It shouldn't.
Abraham Au puts student apathy in historical context.
There has been a gap between that peak of student activism in the 50s and 60s, and then after UCA actually came in, there is a very strict restriction slapped upon the students. The UCA, in fact, was being amended like a few times in the 70s to actually give wide discretionary powers to the university to set upon any disciplinary rules to curtail student activism. And in every university, there is a constitution, and in which that constitution gives weightage to a set of disciplinary rules. And in UM, of course, it's the Tata Tertib 1999, and in which any rules can be imposed on the university. It actually reaches to that level of absurdity that it envelops a climate of fear on students, so much so that students feel that it is more convenient not to care about politics in the campus. So that climate of fear actually moves on for decades. And then at this point of time, most of them would feel that it's better not to actually exercise your civil disobedience against the university.
In the recent upsurge of student activism, students from private universities have been conspicuously absent. Yu Hong believes that the reason has to do with different circumstances with which the students find themselves.
A lot of my friends, because they have paid a big lump sum of money to get into a private university, especially the famous ones, so that their mentality when upon like going to the private university is really just to study and get a degree, so that the atmosphere of social concern is not that strong in that place. Actually, all you need to start a student movement is actually social engagement and also social concern, and that is not strong in that place, because a lot of them just go into college because you can meet cool friends, you can go to big conferences, and then you can get involved in big mega projects. projects and then have fun, study overseas. All these are their main focus instead of being socially concerned and instead of focusing on what is happening outside and react to it. So that the student movement in private university, most of them cannot grow because of this reason. And for public university, for the fact that it's actually more affordable, so the students are not really facing that kind of financial stress that they must be good in the university and stay as a good boy in the university and finish their studies and not cause any trouble. And extend in private university will cost like 10,000, 100,000 if they extend. Like, so that in a local university is actually like less financial stress upon the students, so that the students actually can have more freedom in the government university and more freedom to express what they think. And that's why I think for public university is actually they have better atmosphere, I would say, and better environment to actually do that. And the students are actually more united in a public university because I think that like in private university is more to like really just study, really just make friends, really just they want to enjoy the campus life instead of focusing on the outside issue. So I think that's a distinct difference.
That was Hua Yu Hong, a member of the UM8. Now, following the verdict, the UM8 were given a 2-week period to appeal. And I believe they're going to be appealing or submitting their appeal this morning at 11 a.m. Now, we also got in touch with University of Malaya and its International Corporate Relations Office, and we spoke to Mr. Aizat Salman, and he had this statement from the university.
As far as the management is concerned, the verdict that has been passed out throughout the hearing, the students who are involved, they have got 14 days to appeal, so they can fully utilize, and they are aware all these mechanisms that they can use after the hearing. They have been informed of, they are aware, so we really hope that they would make full use of the appeal, etc., etc., and not sort off to this kind of extremes lah. They are involving outside people into campus, etc. It's just that we hope that they will submit their appeal within the stipulated time, 14 days.
That was Aizat Salman of University of Malaya's International Corporate Relations Office. University of Malaya did not engage with the week-long Occupy UM protests. In fact, it decided to keep a kind of arm's-length approach to the protests. It's interesting that the UM8 are also threatening to go to court. Now, in 2011, four student activists from University of Kebangsaan Malaysia won their case against their own university in the High Court. So there is a precedent set. Anyway, as we see it, subsequent to that court award, amendments were made to the University and Universities Act that allowed some level of student participation. I'm Sharad Kutin, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.